making order out of chaos. That is the Word of God. Understanding that Word, that we might find encouragement for today and hope for tomorrow, that's this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our time together today will take us back to God's Word that we might find that hope, that strength, and that encouragement for our daily walks in Christ. Won't you join us? For today's edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, we're thankful you're with us today here at Abounding Grace. We've been very enjoying the study of Philippians over the past few months. And today we're going to backtrack a little bit and go back to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. I want to spend our time there this week because of just the rich teaching here on what the Lord expects of the Christian to live in light of having this peace that surpasses all understanding. A beautiful passage it is, one that is a comfort to the Christian, and there we read, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord." That is just a beautiful passage there in Philippians chapter 4. At this point in the letter, of course, the Apostle Paul is about ready to close what he's been saying to the Philippians. He really has been impressing upon their hearts a perspective of the Christian life that sadly is quite foreign today to many Christians. As these struggling Christians were struggling to survive in Philippi, you will remember that they simply could not reconcile being Christians and belonging to Jesus with the fact of their sufferings and their trials. These people in Philippi, of course, experienced things that most of us in God's kind providence have never faced or ever will face. But there were some things very common to us, such as sickness of loved ones, internal turmoil in the church, suffering, pain. And Paul says, look, here's the answer to your struggles. There are two things, regardless of your circumstances, that God expects you to have as Christians. In verse 5, of course, for a second time, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." And so Paul is giving us the most practical form and test to our Christianity. When you're suffering, when life is hard, and you can't understand how this predicament and circumstance in which you find yourself is working for good, as we confess in Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul says the first remedy is to in such a struggle is to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoicing, of course, meaning let the truth of the gospels we considered last week transcend your circumstance and your thoughts to see that you are one of his children. As Martin Luther once wrote, "Though the body they may kill, God's truth shall triumph still." I understand my position in Christ. I understand that my life as a Christian is set apart to know Christ, and the fellowship of his sufferings as my very life is being conformed to his death. And so I have a joy that penetrates through pain to see that I am in Christ. I have been purchased by his blood, and therefore nothing can separate me from his love. Now, this life of joy is one of the callings that he's given to the Christian who is struggling as he waits for his lowly body to be transformed into Christ's glorious body. But now as Paul ends this book and comes to the closing, there's something else that he really wants these Christians in Philippi to understand. It's not only a life of joy, understanding and believing that I am in Christ. Paul was an in Christ person. He understood who he was in Jesus. But also, I am to have a life of Christian peace. And the Apostle Paul this morning is giving us the second major remedy to the struggles and the trials that we face as we wait for our Lord Jesus Christ's second coming. He says we are to be in pursuance of the peace of God that comes from his throne of grace as we seek him through prayer. Now in verse 5, we have this beautiful calling. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is near. Now this word for gentleness in verse 5 has the sense of being willing to yield, patient, forbearing with people. So whatever Paul is about ready to say in verses 6 and 7, he's connecting it to what he has said in the first 5 verses between the struggle that this church had in Philippi that they were having with members with one another, with disputes and things of this nature. So what Paul's second major remedy here is to have the kind of life of peace and joy he is calling these Philippians to have must be understood then in light of verses 6 and 7. And in verse 6 we read, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Here Paul's giving a very clear command, which literally translates, do not have anxiety about anything. In regard then to nothing in your life as a Christian, should you have distracting anxiety. Now, what a statement. The word here literally is speaking of things that make you to be full of care, so that the anxiety that follows brings about all sorts of stress, tension, weariness, even causing one to be overwhelmed. Now you can see how this is in connection with what he had just said. When people were disputing and arguing over various things, when there were problems, remember we aren't told what they were, these conflicts produce in all of us a certain type of anxiety. One pastor has designated this anxiety as a tyranny or attack of your circumstances. What is really interesting to me is that Paul uses the very same word here that Jesus used in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6 when he said, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, and what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Now, Jesus employed this word here for anxious numerous times to speak of all these different things that causes one to have this certain type of anxiety that Paul is here speaking of. Jesus says it is absolutely wrong to worry about your life, your body, food, clothing, all these things, of course, that our materialistic society that invades us that causes such worrying. But when Paul employs this word here, anxious, he really is picking up on what Jesus said in the latter part of Matthew 6. Do not worry about tomorrow. Sufficient is the day for its own trouble. That, of course, is an interesting twist. Here, Paul is adding the dynamic of the tyranny of your circumstances. There are certain things, of course, that will happen to us that are absolutely beyond our control. You can't affect them. You cannot change them, at least with the things, of course, that Christ spoke of earlier in Matthew 6 when it comes to clothing and food. There's some direct correlation and involvement on our part to affect the desires of my heart. By God's grace, I can set myself to seek first Christ's kingdom and his righteousness and not the material things of this world. I do not have to go shopping or to buy this thing as it has been consuming my mind until I obtained it. I can effectively and actively, by his grace, affect the circumstance. But in Philippians chapter 4, and this is going to be key to the passage this week, Paul is here speaking of things that are beyond us. A tyranny of your circumstances. You know what these things are. You ask anyone among us, they are things that control us that are totally outside of us? I mean, can a wife change the fact that her spouse may be abusive? Can a wife change the fact that her husband gets sick and dies? Can a parent who sees a child rebel against the Lord and reject the Christian faith really change that or affect that? These things are outside of us. And so what the Apostle Paul is simply asserting here today is that Christ is so in control of our lives, if we understand that, and that he has so designed them that as a Christian, not even one hair can fall from your head without it being his will. And that's been the point throughout this whole book. Christ is in control of everything. Remember, Paul's in prison when he wrote this. And he comes to them and he knows their trials and struggles. And what does he say? Be anxious for nothing. In everything in life, there is no reason to be anxious. And we're going to look at that this week. What anxiety does is attack the heart and the mind and really does bring an intrusion of doubt upon you to the promises of the gospel. We're going to connect this with the gospel this week and show you why Jesus, in light of everything that he has done and understanding the gospel, there should be no room for doubt. And so Paul gives us this perspective, be anxious for nothing. If you are a Christian, every circumstance is controlled by Christ to the end that you would reflect him living in you. And so, let those thoughts take shape into action and the God of peace will be with you. God is promising you that as the gospel controls you, he will calm your heart and allow you to see the sovereign hand working in you to live in every circumstance with the same perspective that your entire life would be controlled by the most wonderful truth ever given to struggling sinners, Jesus Christ and him crucified. May his sweet work control your whole life to his praise and glory. Out earlier in the week, all of Scripture in some way, every passage is a road to the center of the Scriptures, Jesus Christ. He must be preached in season and out of season. Would you like to join us this Sunday for worship and hear about him? 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the Linden United Reformed Church. Our website is www.lindenurc.com. 318-0429 is the phone number. Have a wonderful weekend and may the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.